Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
My take on last night was, it was only one game last night, but I think it proved a lot of theories right on Carlton, on Richmond, and on the state of the game. That's exactly what we or most thought of Carlton. They're good. They're a premiership contender. They have the stars and the style to win the close ones. They've won six now under a goal in a row. Carlton is in great shape now with two wins from two and now a bye to settle down and start again. The Blues are the best key forward combo in the comp when they're kicking like this and playing like this. They've won the last three Colemans between them, Curnow and Mackay. I think we already knew Carlton was a contender, but it's our suspicion confirmed, at least for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah, good on you, mate. Appreciate
no, I agree with all that. Thanks for your call, by the way. And on the other side of that, I think we also knew and had it confirmed, Richmond's just slightly off the pace of the big gun contenders. They're 0-2 this year. They'll be close, but no cigar in a heap of games this year, Richmond, because their top five is probably as good as any team in the comp. But depth is an issue, and you lose good players, and it hurts more. I mean, Carlton were without Walsh and Wettering last night. Let's remember that, even though in-game last night, Richmond lost some players. But when you look at their top five, Richmond, they're arguably as good a top five as any team in the comp. Dusty, Shea, Lynch, Rioli, and Bolter was also awesome last night as well. So their top five is arguably as good as any team in the comp, but is their top 22 as good? That's the issue for Richmond. And I think they're going to struggle. They'll struggle to make the eight this year. And it's going to be something that I think Richmond fans will be okay with because they've got three premierships in the bank. I mean, you've had a great decade, Richmond fans. If you miss the eight, again, no big deal. I mean, enjoy the poster on the wall. What a joyous time it's been to be a human being barracking for Richmond for the past decade. A couple of years missing the eight to regroup, get it back together. No big deal. You've still got some great players to watch, and you're still going to get some fun out of going to the footy this year. I mean, you might as well go and enjoy this. You might as well go and enjoy Dusty while you can. What a superstar he is. You might as well go and enjoy the rise of Shea and Dan Rioli and Lynch while he's still around.